Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Nation. That's the Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, high atop the radio world in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful downtown Portland. And welcome to all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network and down in Texas. Do you ever think you might need a little more wind for your barbecue? That's not a personal thing. That's just a real quick question. Well, we have the answer for you today on The Nation. Stephen Thibodeau from Perfect Draft Blowers down in the Houston area is going to be joining us. Our music is by Jay Giles, and as usual, this portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest that you'd be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Stephen Thibodeau, welcome, buddy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So, first of all, before we get into the, you know, really personal questions like we always do on this show, what is a perfect draft blower? Just describe it for us, if you would.
Well, a perfect draft blower is a device that attaches to your offset smoker or charcoal grill, and it attaches to the firebox. And what it does, it puts ambient air from outside into the firebox. It gives a clean combustion. It starts your fire, and it keeps your fire in your firebox going. It burns a clean burn, and it regulates the airflow and temperature automatically.
And how did you come up with this, Stephen?
Well, JT, one day I was actually in the backyard doing yard work and lighting my offset smoker. And took a break. I had my charcoal in the bottom of my firebox. I had four sticks of wood in my stick burner, and I had my leaf blower in my hand, which I was using when I was doing yard work. So the leaf blower was idling. I propped it against a piece of wood where it was aimed right at the firebox. And while it was sitting there on idle, it was putting in just a small amount of airflow into that firebox. And I was sitting there, you know, having a little glass of water, waiting to take a little break. And I noticed the temperature on the smoker started increasing rapidly. And I glanced over at the leaf blower that was pointed in the firebox. Like, man, that little bit of airflow is going in that firebox, is causing a fire to pick up, and the temperature is increasing, and the light bulb kind of went off. And I was like, man, if I could create something with a fan in it and controls where it can blow air in, and when you get to temperature, it can shut off and regulate it, I might have something. So that sparked the whole idea for the perfect draft barbecue blower.
That's pretty cool, actually. Had you ever created anything before? Had you ever engineered anything?
Well, you know, I'm kind of a creative person.
Sure.
I always wrote down when I came up with ideas. I would always write them down and put them aside. And little inventions of things that you use every day. So I'm a creative person, but I've never invented anything before. This is the first time.
Yeah. Well, it's quite a process. I mean, not only do you go through the invention and the engineering and all of that, or even if you're in the food side of things where you put the spices together or the sauces or what have you, But then when you've got to get out there and patent it and trademark it and all that stuff, that's a whole different side that a lot of people aren't used to.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're kind of breaking up there. There you go.
How about now?
There you go. You're good.
Okay, great. So that's something that, you know, I took it one step at a time. I came up with a couple of real crude prototypes, and the prototypes kind of evolved over time. And once I had a prototype that worked, actually worked the way that I had thought it would work, I started seeking out companies that could possibly replicate my design.
Mm-hmm.
And once I found a company to replicate the design the way I wanted, well, I got a prototype from them and did some modifications. And one thing led to another where, you know, I had a working prototype that actually looked like a consumer product. And lo and behold, man, 2 years later, we actually started beta testing it with competition people who barbecue for competitions, getting feedback, making changes, and we're 3 years into it, and we've sold like over 3,500 units now.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. How has it been received? You know, I mean, you just told us the kind of the gross number of your sales so far, but has it been met with any skepticism, or is it all like, is that a cool idea, or give us the rundown?
Well, you know, we've had good and bad comments about it, feedback from the people who do competitions. The main thing, you're smoking meat all night long, so it's a long process. And these people who are out there doing these competitions, they can't stay up all night long and babysit a fire, especially if they have a stick burner or even a vault smoker or whatever. So they welcomed it with open arms because it allowed them to actually get some rest, get a little sleep, maintain a consistent temperature for their meat that they were smoking. And it actually cooks your meat 25% faster, and you use less wood because it's a convection style. It turns your smoker into like convection cooking because of the consistent heated airflow that's circulating through the cooking chamber. It actually does that, and we've got a lot of good response feedback once people started using it.
Well, that's pretty cool. I mean, the dynamics, the mechanics of it make a lot of perfect sense, really, getting that air to circulating kind of in a convection style. As we all know, whoever, you know, if you've got any experience with cooking more than a Swanson TV dinner, you should be able to figure out that that type of convection airflow is really cool to cook with.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, you know, when we initially started putting it out there, we were surprised that it cooked your meat 25% faster and you use less wood or char because you get like more bang for your buck because of the heated airflow. You know, your temperature don't drop off and you have to reignite it. It's a consistent heat and a slow burning process whenever you're using the perfect draft blower.
That sounds like when I have an argument with my wife. It's the perfect temperature and a consistent process. That's
absolutely.
Not
absolutely.
Really, honey. I love you out there. I'm telling you, we don't fight, but that's
right.
I've been married long enough to always add that little bit of a codicil to my statements to keep me out of hot water, Stephen. I know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Oh, you must be a married man too.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm happily married and she's always right. And I'm smart enough to figure that out. So
absolutely. Yeah. Oh, you're a good man. He's a good man. Hey, we're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to come back and talk more with Stephen Thibodeau from the Perfect Draft Blowers. Right after this, don't go away.
Hey.
Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. We'll be talking more with Stephen Thibodeau from the Perfect Draft Blowers in just a minute. We'd like to welcome some new people to our family in Barbecue Nation, and that's Grill Works over in Beaverton, where Portland goes to shop for its barbecue needs. That's Grill Works over on Southwest Hall Boulevard in Beaverton. If you'd like to email us, or if you have a question or a comment or a suggestion for a guest on the show, it's very easy. It's Barbecue Nation. That's BBQ Nation at alphamediausa.com. You can also send me a message on Facebook. That's Barbecue Nation with JT. Say hi to a couple of our affiliates this week, KPNW in Eugene and KSEY down in Seymour, Texas. And I want to get this out of the way, too, because I don't think I did it last week. If you want a chance to win a subscription to the National Barbecue News, all you have to do is send me an email at Barbecue Nation, that's BBQ Nation, alphamediausa.com, and tell me what is the handle, what is the moniker of Paul Kirk. Paul was on the show again a couple weeks ago, and they call him a specific thing, you know, like Ray Lampe's Dr. Barbecue. Well, they call Paul Kirk something else. So if you know that answer and you want to win a subscription to National Barbecue News, send that answer to me, and you might be one of the ones that gets selected to win. Okay, excuse me. We're back to talking with Stephen Thibodeau from Perfect Draft Blowers. Did you meet any resistance? I mean, not just from barbecue people, but there's we were talking off the air, Stephen, there's obstacles. You start designing something and building something, and then as you go, you figure out, like, hey, man, I got to patent this, or I got to copyright this, or I've got to trademark this, or a little of all of that goes into these things. Did you run into those bumps much?
Well, JT, you know, starting out with this project, you know, it started out really small, and it kind of evolved once we saw we were onto something. And then I, you know, started thinking about, well, since we have a product that works, maybe we need to try to protect our intellectual property. So I ventured out, and I seeked out a really good attorney that I actually saw on YouTube, Vincent Latempio, patent attorney, real great guy from New York. And we started the patent process and trademarking the name Perfect Draft. And just over, I think it's been 4.5 years, we are finally fully patent and trademarked right now with name. So that was that took us for a ride. You know, it's a long process, but, you know, it's worth it in the long run.
Well, you know, if you've got an attorney from New York and his name's Vincent, I think you're going to be all right, man. You know,
right?
It's okay.
Right.
Those guys know the ropes back there.
That's right. I mean, a super nice guy. He took his time, walked me through the process, and I would say to anyone out there who's looking to get anything patent, you know, he would be your guy because he worked for us. And through the whole process, when we were going through getting it patent, the National Barbecue Association last year, 2018, had a huge barbecue expo, NBBQA Expo in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And a friend of mine, actually Greg Rempe, actually told me I needed to enter the blower into the best new barbecue tool category.
Sure.
And, you know, we'd only been doing, like I said, some beta testing with a few professional barbecue cookers, and I said, you know, why not, since he suggested that. And we entered into that competition, and I worked shift work. I was at work working nights, And someone texted me and said, go to Facebook Live at the NBBQA Association website and look, they're announcing the winners. And we took first place for the best new barbecue tool accessory of 2018. And that blew me away. It took us by surprise. So that was pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. I bet your phone and your email probably lit up a little bit right after that happened.
It did. We really gained traction, had a lot more customers. We're invited to different little talk shows, and it just really put a fire to everything that we had going. Since we're doing basically a grassroots type of advertising, we're a family-owned business. We don't have any big sponsors or anything, and so it really helped things out a lot.
We're talking with Stephen Thibodeau from Perfect Draft Blowers down in Texas. Are you in the Houston area, Stephen?
I'm in the Houston area, exactly, right down the street from the Houston Livestock Rodeo that's going on right now.
Oh, there you go. I've spent a lot of time down there and spent a couple of years, 1 week in Beaumont and Katy.
Katy.
Used to do a lot of work in those areas. So anyway, it's okay. kind of my backyard there. And my in-laws still live down there. So there you go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
What does your wife think of all this?
You know what? My wife is a counselor, school counselor. She's been doing it for almost 30 years. And she's been very supportive. And it's just taken her by surprise, just all the things that we're able to, I'm able to accomplish and get done with this product. So she's very supportive, and it's pretty awesome to have someone who's backing you up in your corner. Yeah.
So I want to ask you one more question, Stephen, before we go to break. Do you actually use this at home yourself?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. I don't fire up the smoker without using it. Yeah.
You got to, don't you?
Man, that's a no-brainer. It's just no way I would ever light a barbecue smoker, offset smoker, without connecting the Perfect Draft. There's just no way.
Well, maybe we can get you a few more moved after the show airs. How's that? We could do that.
I think that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
We are going to take a break here on the Radio Northwest Network and our stations in Texas. We're going to come back with more of our discussion with Stephen Thibodeau about the Perfect Draft Blowers on the Nation. So hang with us. It's a lot of fun. I guarantee it.
Freeze frame!
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033, 503-982-2033. That's Barclays, buysellpawn.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to, what's the name of my show again? Oh, yeah, Barbecue Nation. And we thank you all for listening, especially on our affiliates across the country and specifically here on the Radio Northwest Network. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef from the heart of the Pacific Northwest. Comes beef just like your grandpa used to raise. And if he didn't raise it, he should have. And it should have been like this, Painted Hills Natural Beef. And also by my friend Mark Stout down there at Barclays in Woodburn. That's the town that I live in, south of the city here. What are you going to do with your tax refund if you get one? Maybe buy some gold or silver from Barclays. It's a great investment. Check out Barclays, buysellpawn.com. And we're talking with Stephen Thibodeau here from Perfect Draft Blowers, which is a very cool concept. Beats the hell out of taking your wife's hair dryer out there and trying to do that. You know, Stephen, I think too many extension cords and maybe too much smoke and ash on the hairdryer to get that done.
Yeah.
Tell me about your cooking. You said you always enjoyed to barbecue and you always enjoyed cooking. you're kind of at a point in your life. We were talking off air where, you know, you're going to develop this and work with this, and you've got changes coming up in the next few years. You know, tell me about your life in at the grill, first of all.
Right. So basically, I've always cooked outdoors. You know, started out with like a barrel, 55-gallon drum. Nowadays, they have them sitting vertically, and they call them drum smokers. Well, back in the day, we had them horizontally. We cut them in half, put a grate on them, and stick charcoal underneath. So we were actually kind of like charcoal grilling. And that was just a backyard every Sunday afternoon passion that I would do. And, you know, I love cooking ribs. Ribs are my specialty. And it was always hit and miss until this Perfect Draft barbecue blower came about. Now I'm consistent with my ribs. They're awesome. They're second. I call them second to last place ribs, just jokingly, but they're really good. So it's been good, you know, doing the backyard thing. And I've owned a restaurant, a Creole restaurant in the past, Cajun Creole restaurant for a few years. And that was really good because my background is French. So my relatives kind of migrated from France through New Orleans and Arcadia. So I have a really rich Creole background, and that influenced me in Creole cooking, etouffee, boudin, gumbo, all that stuff. And just it evolved, of course, to where barbecue is right there with all those things.
I got
to
ask you, how good is your gumbo, man? I love gumbo.
Man, my gumbo is second to none. I tell you, I would love to enter some competitions for gumbo cook-offs, and I know we will be right there at the top. It's delicious.
I'm going to have you FedEx me some, okay, because I like gumbo.
I will definitely do that. Okay. I will FedEx you some gumbo.
All right, yes. Man. So when you're cooking at home, you've got – and I think one of the things that people – we talk to a lot of guys on this show and gals that are, you know, they're entering the big contest. They're at the Royal and they're at the Jack, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes your toughest critics are at home, especially you're like me. I've got a wife, I've got a daughter, and they won't hold back if they think something's not up to par.
Right.
Does that happen at your house?
You know, this is going to sound crazy, but as much as we cook and restaurant had all this in all past, my ribs are I think they're really good. My son does not eat my barbecue. My wife may have one of my ribs. She will tell me it tastes good, but she will eat no more. My daughter isn't really a barbecue person, so I am the only person in my house that eats my own barbecue. It's crazy.
I got to tell you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kevin. Or Steven. I'm sorry, but...
It's just crazy, man. I was just laughing, you know. Yeah, I'm the only person that eats it.
When I was telling you about how I used to, you know, off the air, I was telling you how I used to spend a lot of time in Texas and South Texas and that, and then up in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I think I've told this story on the show before. But I dropped my family off in Fort Worth, and I went on to Oklahoma City to do a show for a couple, 3 days. Mm-hmm. And when I come back, they've got a Riskies. It's a chain down there up in North mm-hmm. Texas. I don't know. Do they have Riskies in Houston, too?
No,
okay,
they don't.
It's all up in the DFW area, I think. Anyway, they got a hat for me. It says Riskies. It's a cool hat and all this stuff. And I said, you know, thanks for the hat. And I knew what Riskies was. And my wife was laughing. She goes, you know what your daughter did? And those are always words that will scare the hell out of a father when they say, do you know what your daughter did? But she was about 5 at the time, and I said, what did she do? And she said, well, they went, and everybody was there, the whole family was there, and we ordered, and Mercedes, that's my daughter, ordered ribs and was having a great time, and the manager comes by, and he goes, well, little lady, how'd you like our ribs? And she goes, oh, they're pretty good. They're not as good as my dad's, but they're pretty
good.
There
you go. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it brought a tear to my one good eye. You know what I mean? It was just tremendously a lot of fun. What do you expect? What do you want, Stephen? Not what do you expect, but what do you want to see yourself doing 5 years from now with the Perfect Smoke, Perfect Draft?
JT, you know, I have an end goal, and I have different, I guess, different avenues that I could look at where I would like to take this business. And I'm honestly, since I'm fully patented and trademarked, I would like to manufacture exclusively for maybe a large company out there, or sign a licensing deal with the company out there. So any companies out there that's interested in having a great product, a product that's you know, that's new to the market, but it's exciting, it's revolutionary, you look us up, because I'm looking to do a licensing deal and something, you know, in that form of fashion. So I've got a lot of other ideas, inventions that I would like to pursue and license. So really full plate, but I want to see this Perfect Draft barbecue blower with a larger company, so they can take it to the next level, and America can really enjoy this product. They can get it out better than I can.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. So normally we used to do this thing called the lightning round in the show, Stephen, but we kind of put that in the after hours segment now. But I want a couple questions from our lightning round library here. I want to ask you, if you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, who would it be?
You know, it would be probably Mo Carson.
Yeah.
Big Mo. Yeah. I would like to work with him. Golly, who else do we have that I would like to work with? Man, God, you mentioned Ray Lampe.
You know,
he would be great. I have a whole list of them, man, and they're just, I would love to work with any of those pit masters out there. They have so many of them. I need to reach out to more of them, but that would be great. To work with Ray or Big Mo Carson, that would be awesome.
Yeah, Big Mo, he's been on the show. Ray's been on the show too, and they're both fun guys, and they both got great senses of humor, you know. And they're easy to talk to. So I think you got a couple of good choices there. We got about a minute before we go to break, Stephen. What does your best day contain for activities?
You know, my best day contains actually putting these blowers together, building them in our shop, listening to some good music, and just back there assembling these blowers. You know, we build them and assemble them in the U.S., and it's USA made. So I really enjoy that. It's a passion.
There you go. We're going to tell you more about how to get a hold of them, but I will tell you that his website is BBQ Blowers. That's BBQBLOWERS.com. And you can get a hold of Stephen that way. He's going to be back in the next segment. Also, if you'd like to hear more of our shows about Barbecue Nation, you just go to SoundCloud and type in Barbecue Nation with JT. And once again, you can email us at BBQNation@AlphaMediaUSA.com. And you can listen to all the shows we've done, which I don't know, there's 200 or 300 of them on there now. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in just a minute. Don't go away. Barclays, for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. That's 503-982-2033. BarclaysBuySellPawn.com. Hey, welcome back. This is Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We're talking with Stephen Thibodeau today from the Perfect Draft Blowers. And it's been a real interesting conversation about the evolution of this from a leaf blower to, you know, patents and trademarks and all of that stuff, and then getting it on the market. And it was just a happenstance idea. And I think that's an incredible story, Stephen. I think it really is.
Thank you, JT.
So do you actually assemble these yourself now, or do you have somebody that helps you with these?
Yeah, I actually assemble them. My 18-year-old son, and we have one other person that works with us in the shop. So it's just a three-man crew, and we put these things together here in Houston, Texas. Yes, sir.
That's cool. How much do they weigh shipping-wise?
Shipping is 11 pounds. That's with packaging and everything.
Well, that's easy.
And the device, is 4.5 pounds by itself, but the shipping weight is 11 pounds.
Okay. So now let's get back to actually talking cooking for a second.
Okay.
You said you like your ribs. You do your ribs, and you do the, you know, etouffee and gumbo and that. But what is your favorite food to have cooked for you? Not that you have to cook, but somebody could cook for you, and you sit down and you say, "Man, that's good stuff."
Man, I tell you what, it's a no brainer. My wife makes a stew chicken or chicken fricassee.
Yeah.
So if you're in the deep south, chicken fricassee. She makes that chicken with a nice brown 40-weight gravy, and you pour that over some rice, man, and that chicken falls off the bone. That's the best stuff. I really hurt myself whenever she cooks that for me. So that's like a once-a-month thing, because otherwise it wouldn't be good for me.
Yeah, I love that, the way you call it that 40-weight gravy, because I love that stuff,
yeah.
Man. You get it on your chin,
yeah.
On your shirt, your fingers. It's all good.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's
you
all good.
Don't care, you know?
Yeah.
You don't use a napkin. You take your T-shirt and you wipe the bottom of your mouth and you just keep on going.
Yep, that's it, man. That's it. And you know what? If they think we're heathens, the hell with them, because we're enjoying
it.
That's right. I think the one thing I've learned over the years, and I think you're probably at that stage too. If not, you will be shortly. As you start to really appreciate things as you get a little older, and the time and the care that somebody took to cook it for you, if you're talking about food, and the time it takes to really enjoy it. And I think that's cool too, because when we're younger, we're kind of eating stuff and going, "Man, that's great, but I got to go. You know, I'm late." Or, you know, now you get a little longer in the tooth, and you sit there and you go, "This is good."
Yeah.
You know, is that a little cumin I taste in there, or what is that? You know, whatever it is.
There you go.
And you just, you enjoy that. And
yep.
That's one of the benefits from losing your hair and your teeth, I guess. I don't know, but it's all good. It's all good. What, do you have any other inventions real quick? We're going to, Steven's going to stick around for after hours too, folks. So don't worry about that. But you have any other inventions you're kind of kicking around right now?
Yeah. I do have a couple of things that I'm kind of tossing around, and it's an everyday product. Well, actually, it's a necessity. You know, things like this comes out of necessity that we don't have, and you get frustrated because it needs to be out there. So I have several of them in my back pocket. But
there you go.
I can't show you. I can't release it.
I got it.
You may have some really smart, creative person out there, and they'll be like, "You know what, man, I'm going to do that." So I got to keep it in my back pocket until it's time.
There you go. And I can tell you one thing I want to, there's two things in life I'm seeking. I don't think I've ever said this before. The world's best French dressing and the world's best maple bars.
Wow.
Doesn't have anything to do with barbecue. But those are two things on my bucket list that I am seeking. And I came close a couple times to finding what I thought was the world's best French dressing. But the one restaurant closed, and then the other one, the manufacturer stopped making it. Stephen Thibodeau from Perfect Draft Blowers, thank you for being with us here on The Nation. And, folks, he'll be in the after-hour show coming up shortly. So I really enjoyed our visit, Stephen.
I enjoyed it too, JT. You're a great guy. I could tell. I'm a pretty good judge of character, even over the telephone. And you're a great guy. And man, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much. That's going to do it this week on our regular show. You can find us on SoundCloud, and don't forget the show airs on Saturdays and Sunday around the Radio Northwest Network. Until next week, and when we do it again, you take care, everybody.
Barbecue Nation is produced by JTSD Productions, LLC, in association with Alpha Media USA. All rights reserved, copyright 2019. Barbecue Nation is produced in the Turn It, Don't Burn It studios in beautiful PDX, except when the weather is crappy. We'll be back next week with another entertaining and fun edition of Barbecue Nation. At least that's what we tell people. See you next week.